And hello, everybody, and welcome to Talkin' Baseball on this holiday weekend, the July 4th weekend, another marker in a 162-game baseball season. So the Giants snap that four-game losing streak and win last night over the Diamondbacks, the hapless Arizona Diamondbacks. The Giants beat them 11-4. And I point out the 1962 Giant team, they went to the World Series. They lost six in a row. No one went crazy there, and they got everything straight and ended up winning a playoff with the Dodgers to go to the World Series. So during a baseball season, you're going to go up and down. You're going to win some, lose some, and there will be some streaks. But the Giants' pitching has been outstanding. It continues to be outstanding, and as long as they pitch and do the things that they've been doing for half a season now, 51 and 30, 81 games, they are going to be okay. They've got a half-game lead over the Dodgers. The Dodgers play Washington tonight. Kershaw and Espino there. They're 3.5 ahead of San Diego. San Diego is in Philly tonight. Darvish and Zach Eflin in that one. But for the Giants, they've won 12 of 16, 24 of 34, and they have just had a tremendous, tremendous season. And I know everyone worries about the trade deadline coming up and what are they going to do and this and that. And I don't think they're going to do much. I think this team that's taken them to 51 and 30 is pretty well intact. They've got some injuries and players are going to come back. And it'd be like getting a new third baseman when Longoria comes back or a second baseman when LaStella comes back. But they will have players coming back. So I think for everyone just to sit back and relax and be glad that the Giants got the prescription from the doctor, and that is when you lost and you are losing four in a row, you say, who do I want to play? And then you answer Arizona, the Arizona Diamondbacks. In May and June, Arizona, 8-48. That's correct, 8-48, 3-24 in June. They're 1-1 in July. And when you look at Arizona, they're last in home runs given up. The Giants are the best in baseball in hitting home runs. And they're last in earned run average for their pitching staff. So not hard to understand why the Giants have won 7 of 8 against Arizona. Arizona's going to have a lot to do with how this National League West ends up. The Giants have 11 more games with them. And they've got to win, I'd say, 9 of 11 to, you know, take care of business here with Arizona. Arizona's got the trade deadline coming up. Who knows what they'll do and if they'll even be weaker. But we've got these two games here on the weekend, obviously tonight and tomorrow night. And then the Giants come home for the Cardinals. But in August, the Giants get 6 with Arizona. In August, we'll talk about this as the weekend goes on. For me, August is going to be the toughest month for the Giants. They're going to play teams they have not seen. The Milwaukee Brewers have won 10 in a row, and they're beating up on Pittsburgh again today. Atlanta and the Marlins, of course, playing today, and that's a close game, but the Giants are going to see Atlanta. The Giants are going to see the Mets. The Mets took care of the Yankees today, 8-3, and they've got a three-game lead in the National League East. So there are going to be teams the Giants are going to see, Houston and Oakland as well. So August is going to be a tough month, but in the middle of that group of teams that will challenge the Giants, the Arizona Diamondbacks are there for 6 games. 3 more in September, and of course these two here. So tonight, the Giants go to a left-hander. Lefties seem to do well against the Arizona Diamondbacks. The Diamondbacks are 8-26 against the West. They've lost 13 of their last 15 against left-handed starters. So we'll see what happens here. But it is Sammy Long on the hill for the Giants tonight. Jake Faria, 27 years old, 6'4", 225. He's been in the big leagues before with Tampa Bay, with Milwaukee. He's 54 games, 28th major league start. He made one start for the Diamondbacks this year. We'll learn more about him. 4 innings, 3 hits, a run, no walks, 3 strikeouts, no homers against the St. Louis Cardinals. Lefties 1-10 against them, righties 5-20 with a homer. But he's been around. He was a 10th round pick of Tampa Bay way back in 2011. He made it to the big leagues. He's 27 now, and now he's got a shot to do something here with the Arizona Diamondbacks. He is a fly ball pitcher. He has a tendency to give up more home runs than normal, and he gives up more fly balls than ground outs, which is playing right into the hands of the Giants, who have that nice uppercut swing. Home runs last night, Dickerson, Wade, and Estrada. The big slam for him. The Giants win at 11-4 behind Alex Wood and a host of relievers, and they get ready for tonight with Sammy Long against Jake Faria. Bill Lasky, good afternoon. Happy July 4th weekend to you. Here we go, Arizona and the Giants.
Good afternoon, Marty, and good afternoon to all the listeners out there listening to Talkin' Baseball. A long weekend ahead for us, Marty, but I think last night by breaking that losing streak, they have a little momentum going into tonight. And what can you say about Estrada? What a day he had. Base hit, double, grand slam. Love the kid so far.
Well, so far so good, I would say, for Estrada. So far so good. As we say when they bring these guys up, you know, it is the big leagues. Mauricio Dubon had four hits last night at Sacramento. Yep. So, but what I liked about him, Bill, is the swing. Mm-hmm. And he got a pitch that he could handle, and he got under that ball. And I'm telling you, it's the game of baseball today, and I don't know if it was the way you played and when you pitch, but, boy, these swings, when you get a pitch that you can get under, with the power these guys have, that ball goes out of the park, and Estrada just crushed that one.
You know, Marty, they pitched him in when they got ahead of him, and I think he was looking at that, and right before he got up to the plate, Vogt went out there and talked to the pitcher, and they were, you know, covering their mouth and everything like that, and I think he just wanted to look inside. He ambushed that fastball in, and they were coming in at him hard. He got a base hit, you know, through the hole on a ball inside, and I think that's their scouting report to try to pound him in. But I like what you said. I think he's got a nice lift. He hits the barrel of the bat. And so far, even that ball in those first at bat against the Dodgers, he ripped it all the way to right field, all against the wall that Mookie Betts caught. So far, so good. And, you know, Johnny Doskow gave me a little rundown on him. He's a contact hitter. He doesn't strike out a lot, and he pushes the ball all over the place. And, you know, that's one thing that Farhan liked about him. The Yankees really, you know, let him go. They really didn't give him an opportunity much at the big league level. He came over to AAA. He played every day. He did his job. He worked at different positions. And this is what he's granted, an opportunity to play in the big leagues, and the Giants took advantage of it.
So what do you do with him here? Obviously, LaStella will come back, and you've got a ton of infielders. What do you do with Estrada?
I think you play him at all different positions, third, short, and second. Give some of these guys days off. He's going to be well in the defensive side, and I think he fits in until some move has to be made. Of course, Longoria is probably going to be the first one coming back. You don't know about Belt. We don't know how long that's going to take, but it's not going to be surgery, so that's going to be rehab. And you need to just start figuring out where can he fit in. Solano's in there also. We keep forgetting about Solano. He's going to get his bats. He had a day off yesterday. I think he fits in, and if he keeps hitting, he's got to play.
Thank goodness for the Arizona Diamondbacks. That's all I can say. Boy, they come up on the schedule just when you need them, and they're going to be there in August when the Giants need them again.
You know, Marty, I looked at that at 23-61. I shook my head when I looked at that this morning. I was like, wow, that is a bad record, and that's a tough record. And you know what? I got Bob Brenly on a little later to this hour, and we're going to talk a little bit about this team compared to 1985 when the Giants lost 100 games, and some of the similarities, and there are some.
Well, I would say there are, and it probably starts with the pitching, but this is the reverse of your record. You were 61-23. These guys are 23-61, so hard to believe, 8-48 in May and June. All right, we're going to take a break. Bill and I are going to talk with Keith Law, and he is the leading expert in the country on the amateur draft coming up, the futures game, and things like that. Love having Keith on. The big draft is coming up, of course. July 11th, I believe, is the date of the draft, and we'll find out a little bit of what the Giants are thinking about and who the top players are. So Bill and I will talk with Keith Law right after this.